Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Kuf Yud Beis. Today, Mirz Hashem, we're going to start the last parak of Masechah Zvachim. We are up to the last Mishnah in the 13th parak of Masechah Zvachim, and daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, at the Mishnah, about 10 lines before the end of the page. So says the Mishnah, Chata Shekibel Dama Bekos Echad, and again, we're continuing our discussion of issues b'chutz, of what kinds of avodas that you do b'chutz, you're chayivan, and what kinds of avodas you do b'chutz that you are potter on. So the Mishnah says, if you are mekabel dam of a korban chatas in a single kos, so nasan b'chutz v'chazer v'nasan b'fnim, but you're not zorik all the dam in one place. First you do zrikas hadam b'chutz, and then you're zorik dam b'fnim, or vice versa, b'fnim v'chazer v'nasan b'chutz. First you do zrikas hadam where you're supposed to do it b'fnim, and then you go ahead and you throw the remaining dam b'chutz. In both of those cases, chayiv shekula ra'i b'fnim. In both those cases, you're going to be chayiv because all of the dam was really ra'i to be nizrak b'fnim, and since it was all ra'i to be done b'fnim, so that's why you're going to be chayiv on it b'chutz. Rashi points out that the case of nasan b'chutz v'chazar v'nasan b'fnim, where you first throw dam b'chutz, that you're chayiv, that's not really a chiddush. Rashi points out kadinasva el mishum seifa d'bay misni b'fnim v'chazar v'nasan b'chutz. The chiddush is the case where you first were zorik dam b'fnim, and then b'chutz v'ashmina d'afugav d'shirayim ninu mechayev alayi v'stamak d'rabi nechemya, because that's a chiddush, because once you were zorik dam b'fnim, so the remaining dam is just shirayim. That dam, l'chari, you could have said, is not considered something that's ro'i la'akrav, it's not considered something that's ro'i l'zrika. So that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, that we're assuming like Rabbi Nechemya, that nevertheless it's still considered ro'i, and you're going to be chayev for being zorik v'dam b'chutz, even after you were zorik some of the dam bifnim. That was all in the case where you were mekabel the dam in a single kos. What about kibel dam b'shtei kosos? What if a person was mekabel the dam in two separate kosos? So nasan shneim bifnim pater. If he does both of the kosos bifnim, so he's going to be pater. Why is he going to be pater? Because he did exactly what he's supposed to do. Then he was actually zorik the dam where he was supposed to be zorik the dam. Shneim b'chutz chayiv. But if he's zorik both of them b'chutz, then he's going to be chayiv. What's it, Rashi points out? Chayiv achas. V'maisol yediyah b'natayim chayiv shtayim. If he knew at some point in between that he had done something wrong, and he then again did another maisa of zrika with the second one, having realized after in between after the first one, so he's going to be chayv shtayim. But echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz pater. If he's zorik one of the kosos of dam b'fnim, and then the second kos he's zorik b'chutz, he's going to be pater. And Rashi points out va'afilu l'Rabbi Nechemya k'dim farish b'gemara. The Gemara is going to explain that this is not a contradiction to the first line of the Mishnah. I mean, the first line of the Mishnah said that if you're zorik b'fnim and then zorik b'chutz from a single kos, that you're going to be chayiv. Now we're saying from two kosos you're zorik b'fnim and then you're zorik b'chutz, it's going to be pater. Why? The kesavar kos echad oses chaver dichui hilka chafil shirayim lo havi. It doesn't have a din of shirayim when it's in two separate kosos. When you have one kos and you're zorik some of the dam, the rest of the dam has a din of shirayim. When you have two kosos and you're zorik the dam from one of those kosos, the second kos isn't shirayim, it's dichui. The Gemara is going to spell this out. We'll see it soon. Echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim chayiv alachitzon v'apnimim mechaper. If a person throws the dam of one of the kosos b'chutz and the other one he throws b'fnim, so he's chayiv on the one that he's doing b'chutz because it was roi lakrav, it was roi to be brought b'fnim, and the one that he does b'fnim is actually mechaper. It actually works to be mechaper for the karban, to be machshir the karban, it was done, what you did with it, what you were supposed to do with it, with that second cup, so therefore that's fine. So the Gemara says, well, what can we compare this entire set of halachos to? Is there another parallel in halacha? It's an unusual thing for a Mishnah to say. Is there another parallel in halacha to this entire set of halachos? And Rashi again points out, the Gemara mefarish lomli lidmuyinhu umay gamri mehadadi. The Gemara is going to explain why we need any sort of comparison and what we are deriving from this comparison. But it's interesting, at least the Mishnah makes such a comparison. What other set of halachos can we compare this to? L'mafrish chataso va'avda v'hifrish acheres tachteha It's very similar to a case of a person who's mafresh a carbon chatas, loses the animal that he's mafresh for a carbon chatas, so he's mafresh a second animal, animal B, in its place as a carbon chatas, and then he finds the first one. So now he's got two carbonos that could have been a carbon chatas. So now what's the halacha? Shachat shtein bifnim potter. If he shochit both of them bifnim, so he's going to be potter. Shtein, because they're both kabanas, that's fine. Shtein bachutz chayiv. If he shochit both of them outside, he's chayiv for each one, because at the time that he shachts each one is roi lifnim. Anything that you do outside that's roi lifnim, that's what you're going to be chayiv for. So if he shachts both of them outside, he's going to be chayiv. Achas bifnim viachas bachutz. Potter. If he shechts one of them bifnim, and then the second one he shechts b'chutz, he's potter. Why is he potter? The second one wasn't a roi lifnim. Well, no longer. Once you shechted the first one bifnim, then the second one is no longer roi to be for lifnim, because you already had it's a chata shekipru bala. You already achieved the kapara with the first one. Remember, the guy was only chayiv one carbon chata, so it's a chata shekipru bala. The second one is supposed to be lemisaz. That's supposed to go to die. And therefore, it's not something that would be acceptable bifnim, and that's why you're not chayiv on it bachutz. Achas bachutz va'achas bifnim. If you brought one of them bachutz and you brought the other one bifnim, meaning first bachutz, then bifnim, chayiv al achitzonu, you're chayiv for the one that you brought bachutz, because at the time that you brought it, it was still ra'oi to be brought lifnim, because when you have these two karbonos, you can bring whichever one you want, so the one that you brought first could have been brought bifnim at that time, but va'pnim is mechaperis, and then the second one that you bring bifnim, it's actually going to be mechaper, because you still have to bring one carbon bifnim. Kishem shedama poteres besara, kachi poteres besar chavirta. And just like the dam takes away the isr mi'ila from the basar of the animal that the dam came from, it also takes away the isr mi'ila from the other animal as well. If you look at Rashi, Kishem shedama poter besara mina mi'ila, tizrikas dam utziya basar kachi kachi mina mi'ila. The rule in general is the zrikas adam is what takes the basar kachi kachi out of the parsha of mi'ila. Diyeheba shas hetu lekohanim. Kachi poteresis besar chaverta. So to over here, the zrikas dam is going to pater the basar of the other animal as well. The afal pishapsula, and even though it's pasul, va'ashachat shteim bifnim kai. That line of the Mishnah though is going on the case where you shecht both of them bifnim. Va'ashmiinan is telling us the hecha demunach bekosos v'kadam v'zarekas dama achas. That if the dam of the two of these karbonos are both in kosos, and you're zorik the dam of one of them, so pater's the other one from me'ila as well, because then it becomes a chatash kipru ba'ala, in which case there's no me'ila on a chatash shekipru ba'ala. But in regards to shchut echut, that we don't need this last line to mention, to us that it's no longer subject to me'ila, the command the katlinu dami velespu me'ila, because anything that was done, shchut echutz was done on it as if it was just murdered, as if it was just killed, and therefore it's not subject to me'ila at all. So the only case where I need to be told that the zrikas dam of one of them is going to exempt the other one from me'ila is where you shochet both of them bifnin. The one that you shecht bachutz is obviously not subject to me'ila, so that's the only case where we need to be told that it's going to be subject. So these two sets of halachos are comparable to each other. The two kosos of dam and the two chataos that were both there for the same avera. That's what the Mishnah is comparing these two cases to each other. So says the Gemara. I understand very well the case where you say that if you're zorik the dam bachutz and then you go and you're zorik the dam bifnim, so I understand the one that you did bachutz, you're going to be chayiv because it was ra'oi to be brought bifnim. Aval bifnim v'helen bachutz shirayim ninhu. But why did we say in the case where you do bifnim and then you're chozer v'nosin bachutz, that why in that case are you going to be chayiv? After all, once you're nosing dam bifnim, isn't the dam that is now that isn't the rest of the dam now only shirayim and therefore not roi lifnim and therefore shouldn't be subject to the chiyuv of chutz? Again, the chiyuv of chutz is only for things that are roi lifnim. But over here, when once you're zorek some of the dam, the rest of the dam becomes shirayim. So it's not roi lifnim. So how can you be chayiv for being zorek that dam bachutz? So that's the question. Says the Gemara, and Rashi told us that the Gemara was going to say this. Hamani Rabbi Nechemyah hi da amar shiyari adam shekriven bachutz chayiv. We're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Nechemyah, who holds that even shirayim you're chayiv on for bringing bachutz. It's not only for dam that has not yet been nizrak that you're chayiv for bringing bachutz. Even shirayim you're chayiv for being zorek bachutz. If you look at Rashi, Rabbi Nechemyah de palig al. Actually, that Rabbi Nechemyah is a later thing. Sorry. So anyway, so we're assuming even like Rabbi, the Mishnah must be assuming like Rabbi Nechemyah that you're chayiv for shirayim, even for shirayim bachutz. Says the Gemara. Wait a second. If our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Nechemyah, and again Rashi foreshadowed all of this in the Mishnah, e Rabbi Nechemyah. If our Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Nechemyah, ema seifa, but go weiter in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Kibel dama b'shnei kosos. If the dam is not in one cup but it's in two cups, nasan shneim b'fnim potter. And you're zorik the dam of both cups b'fnim, you're potter. Shneim b'chutz chayiv. Both of them b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. That was easy. Echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chutz potter. You do one b'fnim and then the other one b'chutz. Your pater. Well, wait a second. Once you do one bifnim, isn't the other dam shirayim? And according to Rabbi Nechemyah, we said that shirayim, you're chayiv on bachutz. So how could we say that echad bifnim ve'echad bachutz is pater? Shouldn't the second cup, once you're zorek, one of them bifnim, the second cup should become shirayim? So vam Rabbi Nechemyah, shiari adam shekriven bachutz, chayiv, but doesn't Rabbi Nechemyah hold shirayim is something that you're chayiv for doing bachutz? How could the Mishnah say pater? So that's the kasha. If we're assuming like Rabbi Nechemyah, the seifa doesn't seem to fit. Why should there be a difference if it was one kos or two kosos? Either way, once you zorek dam bifnim, the remaining dam is nothing but shirayim. Says Gemara, seifa as, and nothing but shirayim. But shirayim, according to Rabbi Nechemyah, is something that you're chayiv for being zorek bachutz. So says Gemara, Seifa Asal Natanakama de Rabbelazar Rabbi Shimon, important gears on the side, Uman Tana de Palagalaz Rabbelazar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Nechemyahu. The Seifa is going like Rabbi Nechemyah's disagreement with Rabbelazar Rabbi Shimon. Da Amar Kos Osa Dachoy Lechavero. That when it's one kos enochinami, that when you zorik dam from one kos, the remaining dam in that kos becomes Shirayim, and as Shirayim, you could still be chayiv on it bachutz. But when there are two kosos, the and you zorek one of them, the blood in the second kos doesn't become shirayim, rather it becomes nidche. It's completely nidche. Once it's completely nidche, you're not going to be chayiv on it bachutz. Now take a look at that Rashi, Rabbi Nechemyahu, de polgale da amar hacha, kibel dama b'kos echad, nasan b'chutzim b'chazim b'nasan b'chutz, chayiv, di shirayim ninu, v'shiray adam shekriv b'chutz, chayiv. If you're mekabel all the dam in one kos and you zorek some of the dam, so then the rest of the dam in that kos is shirayim, and as shirayim, it's subject to a chiyuv bachutz. Vehechad de kiblu b'shnei kosos amar pater, but if you're mekabel with two kosos, it's pater alma kos sheni. Lav shirayim chashivlei. The second kos isn't considered shirayim. Eladichoy hayolishpoch la'ama. It's considered to be nidche that it has to be spilled into the ama. It's considered to be completely nidche. Nidche is a lower level than shirayim. Shirayim is still considered ra'oy on some level, and therefore when you bring up a chutz, you're chayiv for it. But nidche, once it's completely nidche, then you're not going to be chayiv b'chutz. Hilkoch lo mechayiv alei b'chutz. That's why you're not going to be chayiv on it b'chutz. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser HaKorbanos Perek Yutes Halacha Yud Gimel writes, "Im kibel b'shnei kosos, if you're makabel dam in two kosos, kivan shenasan shneyan bachutz, if you are zorik the dam of both of those kosos bachutz, o echad bachutz ve'echad b'fnim, or one bachutz and one b'fnim, o echad b'fnim ve'echad bachutz, harei zechayiv, or you zorik the dam of one of them b'fnim and the other one bachutz, you're going to be chayiv." Which is against our Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah says that if you are Zorik the Da, if you have two kosos, one of them you Zorik Bifnim, the second kos, the way the Gemara just explained it, becomes not Shiraim, it becomes completely Nidche. And therefore you're not going to be Chayiv for being Zorik that Dam in the second kos, Bachutz. Rambam Paskins, you are Chayiv. Says the Rivet on the Rambam, Echad Bifnim Vechad Bachutz, Potter, says the Rivet, Bein Lamandi Amar Kos Osa Chavero Dichoy, Bein Lamandi Amar Kos Osa Chavero Shirayim. Regardless which sheet you hold like, whether you hold that a Kos is Osa Dichoy LeChavero or Kos is Osa Shirayim LeChavero, either way you're going to hold that you're going to be Potter. Why either way? According to Rabbi Nechemiah, one Kos makes the other Kos Dichoy. And that Pashut you're not going to be Chayiv. Once it's Nidche, your Pashut not going to be Chayiv on doing a Pachutz. Even if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who thinks that when you have two kosos and you pour the dam of one kos bifnim, the other kos becomes shirayim. But that's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon's shita of shirayim. And shirayim, if you don't hold like Rabbi Nechemiah, the standard shita of shirayim is that shirayim you're not chayiv on bachutz. So manavshach, if you hold like Rabbi Nechemiah, it's not even shirayim when you have two kosos. The second kos is not going to be shirayim. If you don't hold like Rabbi Nechemiah, it might be shirayim, but you're not chayiv for shirayim bachutz. So how could the Rambam say that you're chayiv for shirayim bachutz? That is the major discussion that Reb Chaim has in his Sefer on the Rambam. Reb Chaim has to be miyashev this Rambam. I don't even know if it's worth giving it a try. It's a long Reb Chaim. Let's leave it out. But suffice it to say, very fascinating and challenging Reb Chaim to try to explain that Shitas HaRambam, where it breaks down the difference between Shirayim and Dichoy and how they can happen at different stages. Not going to get into it right now. One smaller point maybe we'll make. The Briska Rav has the following chakira. This halacha that a kos is also dichoy lechavero, Rabbi Nechemiah's din, that if you have two kosos and you zorik the dam of one of the kosos, that the other one becomes nidche, so what's the yisod of this din? Is it because the dam that's in the second kos didn't have any maisa zrika done with it, and therefore it doesn't have any chalos shame on it, and therefore it can't have a status of shirayim, it has no chalos shame shirayim, simply because there was no zrika done on this dam, the zrika was done on other dam? Or maybe you should say that lo nasabo maisa zrika lo ichbalon. The fact that there was no maisa zrika done on this is not what matters, because at the end of the day, this blood was left over from the zrika, so it could have a shame shirayim on it. It's just that since you were zorik the dam from the first kos, the dam in the second kos is nidche and is pasul shvicha shirayim. Meaning, it's not that it's ineligible for a shame shirayim because the zrika that was done on the first one isn't considered to have been done on the second one. It's simply that it was nidche, not that it's pasul from the shame shirayim. It's just that it was nidche because you were zorik the dam already from the first kos. The second kos becomes nidche. So says the Mikdash David, you could be mochiach from our Gemara that the first sad is correct, that it's not even a shame shirayim that could be chal on it. Because if you were to say like the second sad that it's a psul dichoy, that it's not ra'oi for shvicha shirayim, so then you should have been chayiv on it bechutz, because a psul dichoy is like any other psul that im alu lo yerdu, where you are chayiv alav bechutz. Anything that's psul where you, if you were to bring it up on the mizbeach, you would not have to be morated from the mizbeach, you are chayiv on such a psul bachutz. So it must be that this is more than just a psul. It's beyond a psul. It's that it's not, there's no chalos shem shirayim. It never even has the status of shirayim. If it doesn't even rise to the status of shirayim, so that's why you're not going to be chayiv on it bachutz. Okay, but anyway, that's how we explain our Mishnah. According to the Shita of Rabbi Nechemiah, that Rabbi Nechemiah holds shirayim, you are chayiv on bachutz, and nevertheless, when you're makabel dam in two kosos, and one of the kosos you bring bifnim, the second kos is not even shirayim, it's completely nidche, and that's why you're not going to be chayiv on it. Says the Gemara Vayter, again analyzing our Mishnah, we said that our Mishnah compares the case of the two kosos of dam to a case of two karbanos chatas, that one was mafresh for whatever, because he lost the first one, and then he was mafresh the second one. So we compared the halachos of the two. So frek the Gemara, why do I need this whole comparison? What are we adding with this comparison? As Rashi points out, my lamad avadoma, lamai hilchasa daminu, umai gamar mina, what halacha do we derive from this comparison? What do we learn new from this comparison? So says the Gemara, hamani rebihi, damar avuda b'fshas hafrasha mesa, that it's teaching us like the shita of Rebbe, that if something is lost at the time, if a carbon is lost at the time that you mafresh the second carbon, so it's mesa, it's left to die. V'hachi kamar, and this is what it's telling me. Taima to avda. The reason the halacha is what it is, that it's mesa, is because the first one was lost. Ha-hifrish te-chata'os la-achrayus, chad minei me-yikara olihi. But let's say stam, your chayiv one carbon chatas, nothing ever got lost, you just decided you're bringing two. So you're mafrish two carbonos as a chatas. Then one of them immediately takes on the status of an ola. Ukad Rav Huna Merav, like Rav Huna Merav taught, Am Rav Huna Merav, Ashim shenitak l'ri'iyah v'shachtu stam, kashali ola. If you have a carbon ashim that was set aside to go and graze and develop a mum, and you shecht it stam, it's kasher as a carbon ola. It's immediately linked to carbon ola. So just like over there by carbon ashim that's nitak l'ri'iyah, it automatically becomes a carbon ola. So too, if you're mafrish two carbonos chatas, not because you lost one, just stam, you're mafrish two carbonos chatas when you're only chayiv one, one of them takes on the status of an ola. That's what the Mishnah is teaching me. So says the Gemara, mi dami, how can you compare the case of carbon asham to a case of two carbonos chatas? Hasam asham zachar va ola zachar. The asham and the ola are much more closely associated with each other. They're both male carbonos. They're both male animals. So it makes sense that a carbon asham will immediately assume a position as a carbon ola. Aval chatas nekeva hi, but a chatas? A chatas is a nekeva. How could that become a carbon ola, which is a zachar? So am rabchia miustinaya. That's the name of a place, Rashi says, b'si'ir nasi, then maybe we're talking about a kind of carbon chatas that's a zachar, like a si'ir nasi, which is in fact a zachar. And that's why we're assuming that the chatas also can become an ola. If you look at Rashi, long Rashi, Dibra Maskal Hamani Rebihi, Rashi explains exactly the chiddush that the Gemara is trying to plug into our Mishnah. Hamani Rebihi, da amar Maseches Tmura, Rebbe's Shita Maseches Tmura is as follows. Avuda b'shas hafrasha mesa kechatos shekipru ba'aleha. If you have a carbon that was lost at the time that you were mafresh another carbon, so the one that was lost is left to die like a chatos that already had, whose owner already got a kapara. Dekaimelan, we paskin da azla lamisa, that it's supposed to go and die. Afilu lo haisa rishona avuda b'shas hameschaper b'shnia ela b'shas hafrasha. Very key line. Even if the first one was no longer lost by the time you're mechaper with the second one, if it was lost at the time that you're mafrish the second one, the time you designate the second one, even if it was no, you had found it already by the time you were mechaper with the second one, still it's meant to go and die. Umisha hifrish zutachta nimtes kaimelan ba dim nischaper ba'achas man shnia mesa. From the moment you're mafrish that second one, the din takes effect that as soon as you're mechaper with one of them, the other one is left to go and die. V'hachikam artana demasni. And that's what the Tan of our Mishnah is adding to us, is adding. Taima da'avda, meaning the reason that it's supposed to be left and die is because it got lost. Kolomer zu shuhufrasha al yedei ibud chavirta hu deki shochet achas ben b'chutz achas rekover chavirta pater dedamia lekos dachwe. The reason that the second one is going to be left to die is because there was a lost animal at some point. So it's like a kos dachwe mishum deka Rebbe svirle damer lemisa azla, because we're assuming like Rebbe that it goes to be to die. But if you're mafresh shtei chataos la'achrayus me'ikara, you're chayiv one carbon, and you decide to be mafresh two carbonos chatas, shem tovara achas yischaper b'chavirta, that you're doing it to protect yourself. In case you lose one, you want the other one to serve as the kapara. Dafilu Rebbe modabo demischaper ba'achas men v'ashniya tira v'damel la'olas ketam esbeach. Then even Rebbe is going to be moda that the second animal that you're not using for a carbon chatas becomes a carbon ola that's used for the kapara. kites hamizbeach. V'chein l'rabbanon ba'avuda b'shas afrasha di islu tira ba'hu lo amrina dim shachtel b'chutz l'shnia di niftar. So in that one, if you shecht the second one b'chutz, you're never going to be potter. V'afal gavdu l'chadchila lo karva hi gufa ola. Because the bottom line is, even though l'chadchila you didn't intend to be makriv, still it's a karban ola. So if you're makriv a karban ola b'chutz, obviously you're going to be chayiv. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, and the prototype that we're patterning it after is the din of the asham shenitak liriya. Okay, this din that the Gemara brought, the Gemara mentioned earlier as well, of an asham shenitak liriya. We had this way back on Daf Hey, that an asham shenitak liriya is kosher for a carbon ola. But nitak means that it's designated dafka, that it's you dafka designated to go and graze. The Gemara darshins that from hu bavyasu yehei, that you have to be nitak liriya. It's machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, where the chiv to be menatek it is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Rashi holds it's minat Torah, and who it comes to teach us that if you're only if you're menatek it l'ri'iya, it's karav ola, but otherwise it's not. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's mitzad halacha l'moshe misinai, an asham after the bailam already has a kapara with another animal can be brought as carbon ola. The Chacham goes there and they said it's a din derabbanan that it should be left out to go and graze so that you don't come to be machsherit even b'fnei kapara. But that's only a din derabbanan. That's not a din d'oraisa. That's Rabbeinu Tam's understanding. Anyway, but that's an old machlokas about that issue of asham shnitak l'ri'ya. Fine. Okay. Hadron alach ha-shochit v'amala. That's the end of the 13th parak. We now begin the last parak of Maseches Vachim. The rest of the daf is a Mishnah. We have this long Mishnah. It goes straight to the top of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah. Paras chad, and it's interesting. The first half of the Mishnah is going to continue to discuss Bachutz issues. Things that you do b'chutz, things that are similar to avodos at least, that you do b'chutz, then the Mishnah is going to have a middle section where it's going to go through the history of karbanos throughout the history of mankind, meaning where and who were allowed to bring karbanos from the times of Adam Arishon and on, and what happened in Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash, etc. All the different stages in history and the stages of Heter Bamos and Isser Bamos and things like that, and then we'll go through some of the halachos of Bamos at the end of the Mishnah. So let's get started. Paras Chatos Shesarfa Chutz Migita. If paras Chatas is burnt outside of, meaning the Parah Adum is burnt outside Mikita, outside of the right place where you're supposed to burn it, which is not in the Beis HaMikdash anyway. V'chein Sir Mishtalech Shehikriv Bachutz, or also if you're Makriv a Sir Mishtalech Bachutz, in those cases you're Pater, because that's not considered Kachim Bachutz, because where you took something that was Roy to be brought Bifnim and you brought it Bachutz, Shenemar V'Pesach Olmoy Lo Evio, Kol Shein Roy Lov Al Pesach Olmoy Lein Chayevin Lov, because the pasuk that talks about shchut echutz says if you didn't do it el pesach al moed, instead you did it b'chutz, you're chayiv. That implies that it's only for those things that you're supposed to do el pesach al moed, but things that were never supposed to be by pesach al moed, so then there's not going to be any requirement to any chiyuv rather for doing it b'chutz, right? That's the drasha. Next, haroveya vanirve vamuktsa vaneva vamachir vaesan, all these different types of psulim, an animal that was roveya, a person, or nirva by a person, vamuktsa was set aside for avodah zarah, vaneva was actually worshipped, vamachir was exchanged for a dog, all these are psulim of kachim, these are not psulim of chulim, these are psulim of kachim, vaesan, meaning they can't be brought as karbanos, the animals are still kosher theoretically if you want it for basu taiva, but they can't be brought as karbanos, vaesan, and it was used as a zona payment, va'klayim, or it was a klayim animal, va'trefa, the animal was a trefa. Well, that's obviously trefa is a Okay, that's obviously a problem for Chulin also. But v'yotzei dofen shekriven b'chutz, all these situations, all these animals that were pasul anyway, that you makrav b'chutz, pater, that you're going to be pater. Why? Shnemer l'fnei mishkan Hashem. Kol shein roi lava l'fnei mishkan Hashem in chayevan lav. Because the pasuk says l'fnei mishkan Hashem, that only those things that are roi to be brought l'fnei mishkan Hashem are you going to be chayevan for shchut echutz. Something that's not roi to be brought l'fnei mishkan Hashem, you're not going to be chayevan for shchut echutz. It's all in the same pasuk, right? The pasuk says v'al pesach ol moed l'aviv l'akriv korban l'Hashem l'fnei mishkan Hashem dam yichashev l'yishahu dam shafach v'nichras ha'yishahu mekarev amo, that you're chayev kares for doing shvut echutz on something that should have been el pesach ol moed, should have been l'fnei mishkan Hashem. So that's why we disqualify or we exclude all of these other psulim from shvut echutz, because they're pasul anyway. Bali mumin, let's say you have an animal that's a bal mum, bein bali mumin kavuin, bein bali mumin ovrin, whether it's a mum kavua or whether it's a mum over, shakrivan b'chutz, that you makrav b'chutz, so pater, you're going to be pater. Rabbi Shimon Omer, over here we have machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Shimon's going to have this same statement essentially three times in this Mishnah, bali mumin kavuin pater, Balimumin Ovrin, over below Sase is what the Bach changes it to. Then Reb Shimon says, if it's a Balmum Kavua, then you're Pater for Shchut Echutz. If it's a Balmum Over, you're not Chayiv Kares, but you're over below Sase. You're at least in violation of a Lo Sase for Shechting Echutz. You can't be Chayiv Kares because it's a Balmum, and therefore it's not Roi Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. But you can't. You're not going to be off the hook, because eventually this animal would be ra'ui. It's a mum over. The mum is going to pass, so eventually this animal would be ra'ui to be brought inside. Torim similarly. Torim shlo igiyaz manan ubenayona sha'avrz manan shakrivim rachutz pater. Tanakama says if you have torim that are not yet aged enough to become roi for a karban, or a bnei yona that are overaged for a karban, so if you're makrav any of those bachlitz, you're pater because they weren't roi to be brought bifnim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon, however, is going to disagree, because again, Rabbi Shimon's yisod is even something that right now cannot be brought bifnim, but will one day be able to be brought bifnim, is going to be asr to bring bachutz. You're not going to be chayv kares, but it's going to be asr to be brought bachutz. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, well, wait a second, those two cases of the Torim and the Bnei Yonah are totally different from each other. Bnei Yonah sha'avrz manan, a Ben Yonah that aged out, so it's never going to be right to be brought bifnim, because it's already too old. It's already past its time. So then, pater, then einuchinami, you're going to be pater if you bring a bachutz. But v'torim shalogiyaz manan, below Sase. Torim that are not yet igiyaz manan, so then it's going to be below Sase. Then you're going to be in violation of a low Sase, not a chiyuv kares, but a low Sase for bringing them bachutz, because what they're just not old enough yet, but they will one day become ra'ui to be brought as a karban. Also vespino, mchusar's man, pot. Next case, also vespino, if you have an animal whose mother or child was already slaughtered that day, so you're not allowed to shecht mother and child at the same day. Umechusar's man, or stam, a carbon that's mechusar's man. We're going to explain exactly what mechusar's man means soon. But an animal that can't be brought, it's still lacking time. It needs time before you can bring this carbon. So pater, you can be pater, because these are not carbonos that are right to be brought bifnim. And again, Rabbi Shimon obviously is going to argue, because Rabbi Shimon is going to say, wait a second, these are things that you can't bring right now, but if you just wait, they will be roi bifnim. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Omer raised a below sase. Rabbi Shimon is going to say, no, this is a violation of a lo sase. To bring up a chutz, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shu roi lava lachas man, hareza below sevein bokares. Rabbi Shimon's rule is very simple. Anything that will be roi to bring lachas man, at some point, it's going to be roi to be brought bifnim, then it's going to be a lo sase to bring up a chutz, no chiv kares, but a lo sase, yes, to bring up a chutz. The Chum Momrim and the Chacham say, kol she'in bo kares, in bo lo sase. The Chum say, no, well, if there's no kares, there's no lo sase. Meaning the Isser of Shchut Echutz is very clear in the Torah that it's an Isser that has a penalty of kares. So what kind of Isser are you making up? If you're not going to be chayv kares, then there's no Isser. You can't have it both ways. Mechusar, period. Mechusar's man, Now that we mentioned Mechusas Man, we're just going to define Mechusas Man for us, for ourselves. So Mechusas Man, what does Mechusas Man mean? It means Bein Begufo Bein Bailav. It means whether the Zman is something that's a chisaron in the carbon, that the carbon itself is Mechusas Man, or it means the Bailam are Mechusas Man. So what does that mean? Is a Mechusas Man Bailav? What does it mean the Bailam is Mechusas Man? Hazav, Vazava, Vayaledas, Vamitzora, Sheakriv, Chatasam, Hasham, Bachutz, Peturin, Olosayim, Shlamein, Bachutz, Chayavin. That a Zav or Zava, Yaledas, Mitzora, all of these, during their days of Sphira, these are all people that have to count out a certain amount of days before they have their Tahara. So if they're Makriv, their Chatos, and their Asham, Bachutz, then they're going to be putter, because those are kabbonis that cannot be accepted bifnim, not as a chiyuv karban, nor as a karban nedava. It's absolutely unacceptable bifnim before they have finished out their counting. But all the same, v'shalmein bachutz chayavin. If they bring their olor or their karban shlom bachutz, they're going to be chayiv, because those could have been accepted bifnim as a nedava. If they would have brought it as a nedava, l'shem olor, l'shem shlomim. So fine, but that's what we mean by mechutz zman in the bailim, that the bailim has some sort of chiyuv of counting, and they didn't count it all the way through. Fine. Hamal mibasar chatas, mibasar asham, mibasar kachim kachim, mibasar kachim kalim, umosara omer, v'shtei alechem, v'lechem apanim, v'shiari amenachos. So we're just discussing various avodos or quasi-avodos, not actual avodos, that if one does bachutz, whether they are going to be chayiv for these things. So if a person is mala from the basar of a karban chatas, from the basar of a karban asham, the basar of kachim kachim, the basar of kachim kalim, the mosar Omer, which is the leftover part of the Karban Omer after you do the Kemitza, the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Apanim, the Shiare Minachos, the leftover part of the Karban Mincha, Vayotzek, or, so that's all if you're Mala any of those things, or Vayotzek, if someone pours oil on a Karban Mincha, Vaposes, or someone crumbles up a Karban Mincha, Vabolel, or mixes the flour and the oil of a Karban Mincha, Vamaleach, or puts salt on the carbon, vameinif, or waves it, vamegish, vamesader es hashulchan, or someone is mesader, someone arranges the shulchan, vameitif es haneros, or someone cleans out the neros of the menorah, vakomets, or someone does a kemitza, vamekabel damim bachutz, or someone does a kabbalah sadam. If any of those things are done bachutz, pater, ve'ein bahem, mishum, the Bach changes the gears to the following. Ve'ein bahem and mishum, zarus, also for those things, a zar who does them is not going to be chayiv, is not going to be chayiv misa for doing all of those things, because when you burn that which is supposed to be eaten, like the basar of the various karbanos, so that's not going to be considered a true avoda, and so you're not going to be chayiv on it. And in terms of the other things, the poses and the bolo and the yotzek, those are avodos, but they're avodos that yesh achrayin avoda, and the zar is not chayiv misa on an avoda sheyesh achrayin avoda. So in that long list of things that we gave, were actually two separate categories. One category are things that are simply not an avoda because you're taking things that should be eaten and you're burning them, and the other category is things that are an avoda, but they're not an avoda tama. They're an avoda that yesh achrayin avoda, and therefore a zar is not going to be chayv misa for any of those things. V'lo mishum tuma, if a kohen tame did any of those things, he's also not going to be chayv. V'lo mishum mechusar begadim, if a kohen who's mechusar begadim, who's treated like a zar because bizman shein begdeim aleim ein kunasim aleim, if a kohen's not wearing his begadim, he's not considered a full-fledged kohen, he's also not going to be chayv. V'lo mishum shelo rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, and also if you do any of those things without rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, that's also, you're not going to be chayv for any of those things. Period. That ends the first part of our Mishnah. The part of our Mishnah that discusses all the various things that one might do bachutz, and whether you're chayiv for these things bachutz, or pater for these things bachutz. Just parenthetically, we mentioned meitiv es haneros. The mitzvah satav es haneros is mefurish in the Torah. Pasuk says, baboker, baboker, beitivu es haneros. And that requires a kohen. It's possible to be done by a zar, but nevertheless, a zar is not chayiv misa for atav es haneros because it's not an avodah tama, right? That's on the list of that second category. category, things that are not in Avodah Tama. What does a Metivus Aneros mean? So Rashi says, Medashin es haMenorah baBoker, to take out the ashes in the menorah in the morning. From Rashi, you see that Hatavas HaNeros is the removal of the Deshen from the menorah. In the Tshuvas HaRashba, he writes that yes, that is part of Hatavas HaNeros, but also included in Hatavas HaNeros is putting in the Shemen and the Psilos, the new Shemen and the Psilos, that's also part of Hatavas HaNeros. So Ramban, however, writes that Ramban al HaTorah, that removing the Psilos that are already extinguished and the Shemen, Shemener, is not Hatavas HaNeros, that's Machshirei Avoda. The Avoda of Hatavas HaNeros is putting in new oil and new wicks. That's the Hatavas HaNeros. So it turns out three shittos in Rishon and what the definition of Hatavas HaNeros is. Rashi says Hatavas HaNeros is the cleanup. Rashba says it's cleanup and setup. And Ramban says, no, it's only the setup. The cleanup is just a machshir for the avoda of Hatavas HaNeros. So that's the just the basic fundamental machlok Rishonim in regards to Hatavas HaNeros. Next part of our Mishnah, we're discussing the history of Karbanos. So there are six stages in history. Stage one. Before the Mishkan was ever set up, the bamos were all mutter, and avoda was done by becharos. The way the Rambam says it in Perush Mishnayos, mi mos Adam Arishon, haisa avoda bebecharos. From the days of Adam Arishon, Achlo Hukam Mishkan means way before Hukam Mishkan. From the day of Adam Arishon, the avoda was meant to be done by becharos. How could it be that? That if Avodah was Bebechoros, the Yaakov Avinu was able to tell Esav, here, I'll give you a couple of lentils, now let me do the Avodah. How does that work? If you're allowed to sell it, can a Kohen do that? Can a Kohen go and sell and decide, I'm not in the mood, but you know, I wouldn't mind some money, and go sell the right to do the Avodah to a Zar? That would be an Isser, that would be terrible. So why do we find that you're able to do that? So you have to say that so the Rambam writes the Achronim explain that before there was an Isser Bamos, the Taz in the Sefer Divrei David on Chumash writes that before Nesra Bamos there was no Isser for a Zar to be Makriv. If he was a Tzaddik and he was Roy for it, there was no Isser for a Zar to be Makriv for someone who's not a Bukhar. Just Minastam, they were always Chalei Kavod the Bukhar. So if the Bukhar wants to sell that right, that kavod, it wasn't an Isser, it wasn't a formal Isser. As opposed to once Kohanim have the Avodah, then it's an Isser for somebody else to do the Avodah. The Maral in Gur Aryeh writes similarly, he writes that it's only by Kohuna the Torah it gives the Kohanim the right to do the Avodah and Yisrael is considered a Zar. That's where you can't be Mavir the Zuchus of Kohuna to Yisrael. But before Matan Torah, the Avodah was Bukharos, that's not Mikoch Hadin, it's Mikach kavod. It's mikach that the ra'ui mitaras kavod, that the bechor is roi for kavod and gedula. So the bechor who's roi for kavod and gedula is able to sell that kavod and gedula because the bechoros is his and he has the right to be mochel on the kavod. Very different than what we have a koe nowadays where there's a formal iser for a zar to do anything. Stage two in the Mishnah, umishahukam a mishkan. Once the mishkan was set up, nesru abamos vavod bekohanim. Bamos became Asur. Avoda was now designated for Kohanim. And therefore, Kache Kachim nechalim lefnim min haklaim. Kache Kachim, now there was a din that had to be eaten inside the curtains. The Kachim Kalim b'kol Machne Yisrael. Kachim Kalim were able to be eaten in all Machne Yisrael, wherever. Kol Machne Yisrael. Stage three, Bol Gilgal, they then come to Gilgal. Hutru abamos, so the bamos become mutter again once they're in Eretz Yisrael, they're in Gilgal. Kache kachim nechalim lefnim min haklaim. The kache kachim still are eaten only lefnim min haklaim. Kachim kalim b'kal makom. Kachim kalim can now be eaten not just b'kal machne Yisrael. They could be eaten. Kachim kalim could be eaten b'kal makom. Now it's interesting. The Rambam Perush Mishnayos tries to explain why it is that by Kachim Kalim by Gilgal we say Bekal Makom and by Nova Givon we're going to say Bekal Are Yisrael. And he explains that when the Bnei Yisrael were in Gilgal, they still weren't Kovesh and Cholek. They still haven't finished the years of Kibush Bechiluk of Eretz Yisrael, so the places can't yet be called Are Yisrael. So that's why they call it Bekal Makom. But in the Zman of Nova Givon was after Kibush Bechiluk already, so so it was, you were able to call it Arei Yisrael. That's why it takes on that status of Arei Yisrael. Anyway, stage four, Bo L'Shilo, they then come to Mishkan Shilo. Nesra, meaning they set up the Mishkan in Shilo. Nesra Bamos. Bamos then become Asur again. V'lohaya Shem Tikra Elabes Avanim Bilvad Milamatan Vayarius Milamalan. There was no actual roof on the Mishkan at that point. It was a stone on the bottom, curtains on top. V'hiyaisa Menucha, and that's what we call Menucha. We say that we came Ela Menucha V'Ela Nachala. That was the Menucha part when we're in Shilo. Kachikachim nechal lefnim and aklaim, kachikachim aritin lefnim and aklaim, v'kachim kalim maaser sheni bekala roa, and kachim kalim maaser sheni aritin bekala roa. The Brisker Rav on the Chumash has a chakir if this halacha that kachim kalim is nechal bekala roa is bidin that entire makom was called Machna Yisrael for everything, and that's why you could eat kachim kalim there, or it's a din b'fnei atzmo that happened at the time of Achilles that was in the Skadish at that time regarding that even though it's not Machne Yisrael, still you're allowed to eat Kachem Kalim Maaser Sheni. Meaning, is this a reflection of what gets labeled is this a reflection of what gets labeled as Machne Yisrael, or is it a reflection of a suspension of the din of Machne Yisrael that you don't need Machne Yisrael anymore? But it's Bekala Roa, anywhere that you could still see the Mishkan. So basically, if there are mountains surrounding the area on one side of the mountains where you could still see the Mishkan, you were able to eat. On the other side of the mountain, you weren't able to eat anymore. Bo Nova Givon, stage 5, they came to Nova Givon, Hutra Bamos, the Bamos became Mutter, Kachi Kachim Necholim Fnim and Aklaim, Kachi Kalim B'Kol Arei Yisrael. Fine. Sixth and final step, Bo Yushlaim, they came to Yushlaim, Nesra Bamos, Bamos became Aser again, V'lo Hayala and Heter, and from that point forward, Bamos never became Mutter again. V'yaisa Nachla, and that's what we call Nachla, the Beis HaMikdash in Yushlaim, Kachi Kachim Necholim Fnim and Aklaim, Kachim Kalim Maisa Sheini, Lefnim and Choma, kachim kachim only inside the klaim, and kachim kalim lefnim and achoma only inside the chomas Yerushalayim. So we'll stop there. That is the end of the second part of the Mishnah that goes through the history, and we'll continue with the last part of the Mishnah about Bamos tomorrow.